lesson three, specific pronunciation changes in the Downeastern dialect. We can look here at mainly the vowels which change in pronunciation between Standard American and Downeastern New England. The important thing here is for you to remember that you can't do these vowel changes without the resonance, and in many situations, the drop, lilt, inflections that we studied in the last two lessons. If you're doing just a change in pronunciation, it's going to sound like someone with Standard American dialect messing around with the vowels. You've got to assimilate these in. I'm going to try to remember to remind you constantly as we're doing this. Let's look first at the vowel which in most of the eastern United States, except for New England, is pronounced aw, aw. And in England, it's pronounced aw, aw, although there are parts in the Midwest where it's pronounced ah. Now, we're talking about words with vowel spellings such as al, au, ou, and short o's when they come before s, n, g, f, and th. We're talking about words like tall, applaud, always, saw, coffee, cough, etc. Just like in the Midwest, in New England, these will unround and be pretty close to an ah, ah, with a slight drop lilt if the word is being stressed, and with that rare, rare palatal or uvula-focused resonance near the back wall of the throat. Let's say some of the words alternating. Applaud, applaud, always, always, sought, sought, saw, saw, lofty, lofty, song, song, Boston, Boston, cloth, cloth. Looking at some sentences. Not the tall author often walked awkwardly, but the tall author often walked awkwardly. New Englanders usually keep the T in often. The tall author often walked awkwardly. Not lost boys often become flawless. Lost boys often become flawless. Not he stalked the ball, then vaulted across the lawn. Not that aw aw sound, but putting the resonance back up there, and he stalked the ball, then vaulted across the lawn. Not the dog fought the moth, which he bought at the mall. Unround, put the resonance up there. The dog fought the moth, which he bought at the mall. And not the cat crawled across the lawn with its hurt paw, but the cat crawled across the lawn with its hurt paw, keeping the sound up there on the palatal point behind the uvula, the back wall of the throat. The next sound we're going to look at is the short O. H-O-T-R-O-C-K-G-O-D. Again, in most parts of the East, except for New England, this tends to be ah, hot, rock, god. Some parts in the Midwest it rounds slightly, hot, rock, god. In New England, it's going to focus on the palate, and then the lips sort of come forward loosely and round, hot, rock, god. Now, in what I call the muffled form of the New England dialect, it tends to go even more. Hot, rock, god. Let's look at some other words. Odd, odd. Not, not. Keep it focused there. And occasional drop lilt. Knock, knock. Golf, golf. Obligate, obligate. Fox, fox. Now, in some sentences, not Beckett was occupied with the honor of God, but Beckett was occupied with the honor of God. not the rocket shot toward the opposite airlock, but the rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied, becoming, with the focus and the occasional drop lilt, the obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Move the fox from the rocks to the bog. Move fox from the rocks to the bog. I did that one with almost the muffled sound in the front. Move the fox from the rocks to the bog. And finally, the frog got groggy and hopped away, becoming frog got groggy, hopped away. I will say that there are sometimes some Downeastern speakers, especially tending to be a little farther west in New England, who don't round these quite as much, and you will occasionally hear the R in New England, the frog got groggy and hopped away, but almost invariably in the coastal and rural, you're going to hear the frog got groggy and hopped away. Now, there's one other class of sound which has the same pronunciation. That's the W-H-A-T, what, becoming what, W-A-T-C-H, watch, becoming watch, wash, becoming wash, and want, becoming want. Almost the same pronunciation as the short O. Instead of what do you want to watch, what do you want to watch? The next of the vowels is the ow diphthong. Ow, how about now? Now, sometimes this will be done by some speakers in New England with just the drop lilt. How about now? Now, there's the cow. But other times it's going to come forward, and in this muffled version, just like the same thing happens in Boston sometimes, it's going to be, oh, how about no? That slight Boston Irish influence, which isn't going to happen all the time in New England, but it's going to happen sometimes. So coward, either coward or coward. Powder, becoming either powder or poda. Crowd, becoming either crowd or crowed. Sound, sound, sound. Alternate pronunciations, again, dependent upon the character. Crowd, crowd, crowed. Even the proud bow down before the count. Even the proud bow down before the count. Or the proud bow down before the count. I found I'd gained about a pound. I found I'd gained about a pound. Wild flowers abound with out-of-the-way sounds. Wild flowers abound with out-of-the-way sounds. Continuing the lesson on the pronunciation changes, the next vowel, or diphthong, is the long I. Now, two possibilities here. One would be just taking the I and placing it on the point of resonance we're talking about. Sign, rhyme, mine, perhaps with a drop lilt in it. But the other possibility is that it changes sort of to an I, I. Not really an oi, but an a. E, with the front lip pushed a little bit. This would happen more in what I'm calling the muffled style. So it would be sign, rhyming, mine, oblige, fried, rifle. Or without it, sign, rhyme, mine. Either one will do. Let's look at it in some sentences. It's the right time to find a gold mine. Not right time, but either right time to find gold mine or right time to find gold mine. He led a life of violent crime, and we're going to have the focus up there. And I, or I, he led a life of violent crime. The sight of dry land was exciting. The sight of dry land was exciting. The next vowel is the ah sound, as in hand, Sam, and. Now, some people have the impression that this sound always changes to an ah in New England. I can't laugh. I went there last year. Well, it's true that it does do that sometimes, and especially on the words can't and last and laughter. Most of the time, however, this is just a straight ah, ah, or in the harsher New England sounds, the muffled one can almost change to an eh, as in, I have to have it. I have to have it. Now, it's not as likely for this sound to become ear, like in sand, advantage, Sam, am, like it does in Boston, but sometimes you will hear and Sam with that ear, ear, that American ear sound. Let's look at some of these words. Let's look at the few of them which might turn to ah, can't, laugh, laughter, last. Sometimes you'll even hear half, answer, chance, with some of the words that do that in British style, but it's not all that common. Basket, character. Let's look at it in some sentences. The last man handed the annual to the admiral. Last, but then man or man handed annual to the admiral. Ask any bashful man and accept his answer. Changing to ask any bashful man, perhaps a little bit of a sharper, ah, bashful man, and accept his answer. Sam laughingly rammed the flag in the anthill. Sam, or perhaps Sam, laughingly rammed the flag in the anthill. Or anthill. A lot of flexibility on this one. The staff had a rash of bad habits. So there's no steadfast rule on this ah sound, how it's going to happen, and it's not even totally consistent with the same individual throughout the dialect region. We've now got to look at what happens to certain vowels when they're given the harder drop lilt that we were talking about on the other side of the tape. Let's continue with this ah sound. If you've got the last word in the phrase or a word that needs to be emphasized and the ah is in the last syllable or it's a one-syllable word, then we're going to have the ah, ah. You can have there he sat, or there he sat. Give it to the cat. You're not very likely to hear the air. That's all he had, that you sometimes hear when the drop lilt is applied in Boston. The next sound we want to look at is the long E with the drop lilt. You get what you see. Oh, you get what you see. You get what you say, depending upon whether you're putting the drop lilt on. It's optional, of course. He got up on skis. He went skiing, and he got up on the skis. Now, if you have an E at the end of a word, especially if it's spelled with a Y, in New England, the same thing happens as in England, and it softens to an E. Her name was Mary. Naturally. He was likely to do it. You can drop the lilt on it as well. Likely, frankly, hardly, but not Mary, naturally, hardly, likely. Mary, naturally, hardly, likely. Speaking of the ear, let's look at words that have that ear in it. It doesn't fit without the drop lilt. Doesn't fit with it. Doesn't fit. Don't quit team. Please don't quit. putting the extra emphasis on it. Again, you're usually not going to hear, "You gotta hear it," as you would sometimes in some parts of Boston. Not that "hear it," but "hear it," air, if the drop lilt applies. The long A. "It's great day," or with the drop lilt, "it's great day." What do you say? What do you say? Please say it. Without the drop lilt in that last one, and "what did he say?" more likely to have the drop lilt at the end of the phrase. The short E. "What did you get?" Harsh words were said. You're not likely to get "harsh words were said," the air, as you do in the upper-class Bostonian sound. The long oo. "I don't know what to do. The sky is very blue." Ah, "I know what to do, 'cause the sky is blue." Doesn't have to happen, but if it does, ooh, ooh. Looking at the long O. The long O tends to flatten almost into an O, O, in the downeastern New England. "I don't know, don't know. I can't grow old. I won't go." Almost an want, but if it's done with the drop lilt, you're going to hear the full O, O, with the drop lilt. "I don't know. I can't grow old. The flowers can't grow." And finally, the U sound. "We did it once. We only did it once. We did it last month." Last month, depending upon how much of a drop lilt is going on there. And this is the end of the lesson on the vowel pronunciations.